Raven Black by Anne Cleves. Read by Gordon Griffin. Twenty past one in the morning on New Year's Day. Magnus knew the time because of the fat clock, his mother's clock, which squatted on the shelf over the fire. In the corner, the raven in the wicker cage muttered and croaked in its sleep. Magnus waited. The room was prepared for visitors, the fire banked with peat, and on the table a bottle of whiskey and the ginger cake he'd bought in Safeways the last time he was in Lerwick. He could feel himself dozing, but he didn't want to go to bed in case someone should call at the house. If there was a light at the window, someone might come, full of laughter and drams and stories. For 8 years, nobody had visited to wish him Happy New Year, but still he waited just in case. Outside it was completely silent. There was no sound of wind. In Shetland, when there was no wind, it was shocking. People strained their ears and wondered what was missing. Earlier in the day, there had been a dusting of snow. Then with dusk, this was covered by a sheen of frost, every crystal flashing and hard as diamond in the last of the light. And even when it got dark, in the beam from the lighthouse. The cold was another reason for Magnus staying where he was. In the bedroom, the ice would be thick on the inside of the window, and the sheets would feel chill and damp. He must have slept.